This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Dr. Tara, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Vic. Great to see you.
It's glad to have you on. I've already feel the synergy prior to jumping on here, and I'm excited to dive deep into your story, learn more about how you got into what you're doing, and then even sharing your passion and what you're doing so much more. So my listeners already know, tell me a little bit about how did you get into, what's your journey of how you got into what you're doing today?
It's been quite a journey. So I went from Hollywood to healing. Way back when I left UCLA, I read scripts for a living for a while and then went to CAA, which is the, well, it was the center of the world, basically, in terms of entertainment. After being there for 2 years, I just realized I that's not my future. I didn't feel like I was connected to my soul. I didn't feel like I was able to make a difference in people's lives like I wanted to. So I called it my homeopath one day. And I said, what would I do if I want to do what you do? Because he was healing people at a really profound level. So I then went to acupuncture school, went to China and studied at one of the top five traditional Chinese medical hospitals there 2 years after Tiananmen Square. It was a totally different world. I highly recommend every American, if you can safely go to a third world country and live for a while, it really gives you a different perspective. Flash forward after doing 23 years of, you know, teaching at Emperor's College and UCLA and being the first acupuncture teacher at the Arthur Ashe Center and, you know, having this wonderful acupuncture career, I found that I'm quite good at going into people's subconscious mind and just upgrading what is missing, what's getting in their way, and taking that out and putting in what serves them at a higher level. So I have found that by doing that, since your subconscious is 90 to 95% of your brain, the power there is just tremendous. Your conscious mind is processing about 40 bits of information per second. Your subconscious mind is processing 40 million bits per second. So I have just found that for physical, mental, emotional issues across the board, if you've been struggling with something for a long time, I just worked with a guy that broke his back in a motorcycle accident 40 years ago. And he was all excited when he found I was an acupuncturist because that had provided him some relief. I said, look, you've done acupuncture, you've done chiropractic. Why don't we just go to the root of the problem and find out why you're not healing? Because as you know, Dr. Vic, if you break your femur, which is the thickest bone in your body, that should be healed better than ever in 8 weeks, unless something's getting in the way. So we just removed that. And in 60 days, he doesn't have pain anymore. And he's an advanced Dispenza meditator. We were talking about Joe Dispenza before this. I said, are you surprised by that? And he said, not really. He said, I know how powerful my subconscious mind is. So I've just found that especially people with anxiety and panic attacks and, you know, PTSD, and I just worked with a guy in the military that scored 100 on his PTSD scores, and that's the highest. He was discharged and was still having his panic attacks, not able to focus, procrastinating. And we just did two sessions. We've since done three. But after the second session, he said, it can't be this easy. He says, I don't have my panic attacks. I'm able to focus. And what's really interesting about the military guys, I find, is that they, when we're doing a session together, I talk them down into this relaxed state, as you know, that alpha state when you're very susceptible and receptive to connecting to your subconscious mind. They often don't go back to being in battle. They go back to childhood. So typically we all, you know, being born is stressful. You know, if you look at Stanislav Grof's book, who did 35,000, I know Vic's nodding his finger at me because he knows all this stuff. We're totally on the same page, dude. 100%. Stanislav Grof did 35,000 breathwork sessions with somebody, and God bless him, he was a full-blown psychiatrist. So he was able to be part of that bridge to describe what's going on in these breathwork sessions when people are going through these amazing healings. And again, breathwork is another bridge to connect to the subconscious mind. Wim Hof, of course, used that. So that's a very long-winded answer to how did I get on this journey?
I knew we had synergy before this. Now it's even to a whole nother level. It's funny because
Stanislav Grof.
Stanislav Grof, yes. He, I had an instructor during my certification in pediatrics, and he said, the moment we change the world and how you want to change the world is how we deliver babies. He goes, we change how we deliver babies. You change everything about how this world works. And I was like, okay, where's the, let's talk about that. Cause that was a big statement. And he just left it there. And I was just like, all right, I need to find out what did he mean by that. And there's got to be something out there. Cause they're in then one of the curriculums we learned about imprints and how the nervous system gets programmed even in the womb, in the moment of conception. I don't know how they figure this stuff out, but there's so much new research coming out with it. But that's where I got into his work. And I was just like, oh my God, there it is. The four different stages of the birth process, which ones is which. And I started looking at my life. I implemented it in my coaching world where I was like, all right, tell me about your birth process. Clients would be like, what the heck are you talking about? Why do you need to know about my birth process? I said, dude, that is where everything begins, at least from what I can understand now. And I love to pick your brain on this because you do a lot of this work. Is it like set in stone like that, like Graf's work, where it says, like, yes, this is how we come into the world. There's usually a trauma there in some sort, and that's where it begins? Or is it a variable?
That is a fantastic question. And I would have to say that, I mean, we're amazing beings. And we're multi-layered. So the reason I work with people over 90 days rather than single sessions is because we want to, you know, really peel away those layers about that issue that they want to resolve. I find that more often people go back to somewhere between the ages of 2 and 10. So it doesn't matter what happened to us. It's what the opinions, the thoughts, the beliefs that we adopted about ourselves, the world, and other people, those things are the things that stick with us. So two people can go through the same experience, as you know, and one person can come out a victor and one can come out a victim based on the interpretations, the imprints, the beliefs that they picked up about themselves, the world, and other people. So we want to go back and find out what that programming is. And the good news is I don't have to figure it out. They don't have to figure it out. When you're in that relaxed state, the subconscious mind will just take us to where that issue started to come up. I don't often have people go back to birth, although I have had a lot of people go back. Well, I wouldn't say a lot, but some people go back to being in the womb because they weren't wanted. And babies know that. If mom was distressed and she was freaked out about being pregnant, you know, it wasn't a good time for her to be pregnant. There was, you know, physical, mental, emotional traumas that she was dealing with. You know, baby feels that. And if they don't feel wanted, that's a devastating wound. That's way worse. Being an unwanted baby is way worse than being shot at in the military, just from the perspective of trauma, from what I've seen. It is different for different. Some people go back to other lifetimes. And again, you know, did it really happen? I don't know. But if it's real to your brain, it's real to your brain. And like so that. It's real to your experience of reality. And whatever, again, that, you know, experience is, we just want to go in, find out what are the driving forces? Why do you feel anxious all the time? Why do you feel fearful all the time? Why do you feel angry all the time? Why do you feel stressed all the time? And then just Google the subconscious mind. Let it take you back to where the root of that issue is. And then, you know, patterns start to become evident. Tony Robbins, who's, you know, $1 million for 8 hours of his time, he's not a motivational speaker. He will tell you over and over again, he's a pattern recognizer. So it's really just recognizing the patterns. Why do we do the same things over and over and over again? Because we're firing and wiring the same things that we did yesterday, the day before, the year before. And that's why people don't change overall. And I have to say, one of the things that I'm so delighted that I hear over and over and over again is from my clients is, I'm not the same person I was 6 months ago. It's just the world is just not the same for me anymore. I'm coming from a higher perspective, a more loving perspective, a more open perspective, a more being in flow perspective.
I love that. And that's, I think when you hear that, that's like true transformation, right? It's not like something that you just, you figure out and it's like, okay, great. But then there's a new pattern of it showing up in some way. It's like, no, I see the whole world different now. Like, I love it because I work on myself so much. And it's one of the things where my wife and I were just talking about this last week. And I was like, honey, I look back 10 years ago and I'm like, I don't even know who that person was. Like, it wasn't a bad person, but I look at myself where I'm at now and I'm just like, the level of evolution and what we've gone through are just us together plus everything in life. I'm like, I don't know who that person is anymore. Like I don't that is just, I can't even think, I don't even know how, but it is what it is. But that's the beauty of the work you're doing. When you hear people say that, I mean, that's real transformation. That changes everything.
Yeah. And when people are sleeping better, I mean, I get all kinds of people who haven't slept well for years. And sometimes they're not even coming to me for sleep, but they'll say 6 months down the road, they'll go, oh my gosh, I'm sleeping like I've never slept before. This is, you know, so wonderful and peaceful and amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing how many Americans don't sleep well. You know,
It's crazy. And I know you and I are on the same page. Step number one, turn off the freaking television set. Because it's designed to keep you in fear and you know, tuning in to find out, you know, oh, gee, what's the next thing I need to survive and be acceptable to the world?
So true.
What's the next product I have to buy to be okay?
Right? That whole consumerism. Yeah, that's it's one of those things where, sleep is just so critical, and it's just amazing how much we just don't sleep. I mean, now we have little televisions in our with our phones, and how many people are using those at night. Like, we can go down a whole rabbit hole with that. But so, tell me a little bit about. So it sounds like, so you're putting people in alpha state. Maybe listeners are like, okay, this is interesting. How does this all work? You mind sharing a little bit about it?
Yeah. So alpha state is, you know, if people don't. So I'm trained as a clinical hypnotherapist. If people don't like the term hypnotherapy, we can call it a relaxed conversation. I mean,
I love it.
It really, it's not, it, you know, it, people have this whole, and that's thanks to Hollywood and, you know, Las Vegas, where they have people come on stage and pretend to be chickens and all kinds of things. That is not what we're doing here. I can't make anybody think anything they don't want to think or believe anything they don't want to believe. I'm just a tour guide. And it's just difficult to get a tour of your own subconscious because it's subconscious. So having somebody facilitate being, you know, in that drifty, floaty world where you have this wonderful connection to that big, beautiful subconscious mind where so much is going on, and guide you through that is I don't know of a great substitute for that. I mean, there are lots of tools, and I love giving people every tool I can think of, you know, for, so they have it on whatever budget they're on. I have a whole section of my website that's just books that I think are amazing. In fact, Stanislav Grof is on there, you know, Tony Robbins is on there, and Wim Hof, and all these amazing people who are, of course, Joe Dispenza. But to do it, you know, like all the answers you need to accomplish anything are on YouTube, but getting through it can take you 500 lifetimes. However, if you're working with somebody that is, you know, standing on the top of the mountain looking at the canyon that you're in and can guide you through it, you can do it, you know, in some cases immediately.
And that's the beauty of it, where, you know, I think sometimes it's where it's needed. You know, I'd rather just work with someone who's gone through it or knows how to or sees where I'm at and be able to work through me through that rather than me. Although I like figuring things out. It just takes too long, and sometimes you go down the wrong path, and you think you're figuring, you're on this. Oh, this is the information I should go, and then all of a sudden you get to the end of that, and you're like, that did not lead me where I needed to be.
And the more, like, you get going on in your life, time is, you know, that's the one asset we can't replace.
I couldn't agree more. So I think that's where it really becomes vital and huge. And I love hypnotherapy; it's great work. I mean, it's unfortunately, like you were sharing, how it gets a bad rap and stuff, but it's so cool how you can utilize that work to really access. Do you do things where you're like, you let the person like tap in a certain way, if you don't mind me asking? Because I've been around
basically
a lot of
different types. I just talk them down into that relaxed state. So it's as simple as, you know, simple, they're called deepeners, just ways to get the brain to slow down and get into that relaxed state. And then we just start talking and having the subconscious take us to where the problem is. And then, you know, we do a few things. So you, again, multiple experiences come up and you start to see a pattern. And then it's that recognizing the pattern, go, oh, that's what's been going on all this time. And then your brain can go, oh, I don't want to be an iPhone 4. I'm not an iPhone 4. I'm an iPhone 14. And oh, that's the upgrade. Oh, okay. Now I get it. But it's going to default to what's familiar. Cause as you know, the brain prefers a familiar hell to an unfamiliar heaven. And that's just the reptilian brain that thinks that what's familiar is safe, even if what's familiar is horrible. So we want the brain to see, oh, I don't want to be that. I want to drop that because that's a hot poker. And then this is where I really belong, but it needs that pathway. So I create them an audio customized based on what comes out during their session. And then they listen to that audio each and every evening as they fall asleep. And that helps program the brain so that they can fire and wire the new neural pathways while the old neural pathways can dry up and blow away.
Love that. It's such powerful work. I mean, I totally understand it. And it's so needed. And it creates cool, like you were sharing before, it creates transformation. I mean, literally will change people's lives. I know I've had it done and it's fascinating what comes up, but I'm just like, not going to judge it. That's interesting. Okay, cool. Or you see the pattern. Like for me, it was just be like all these lights just connect in my head and I see this whole storyline playing and I'm going, that's what I've been doing. That makes sense. I see it now. And so is there anything it can't, like when we look at people's lives with this, because is there anything that it cannot affect or can this work? Because when you work with the subconscious, I mean, it works on
all
so many different levels.
That's a great question. And I don't 100% know the answer to that. But most people are that I work with, are, you know, they're struggling with something that they want changed. And who is it that said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right?
Henry Ford.
Yeah. So the power is in going, yeah, let's do this. And then, I mean, you look at the results and you see, okay, well, this person got over this and this person got over that and this person got over this and this person got, you know, my mother, okay, this is a great example. So my mother, you know, at age 89, she's walking down the street in Long Beach and she's looking up and she hits one of those bike racks that are there. She just didn't see it. And fell to her knees and smashed her kneecap into 13 pieces. Well, Mr. Dr. Vic, you know, at 89, that's not a good thing to have your kneecap smashed in 13 pieces. So she, thank God, got a surgeon that did not put a bunch of metal in her. Thank God, thank God. And he basically put a rubber band around the kneecap and crossed his fingers. And I'm like, great, that's all I need. So I told my mother in the hospital, and my mom is a very vibrant, healthy, beautiful person. In fact, I did an interview with her that's on my podcast, and it was one of my most popular podcast. It's called How to Live to 90 and Love It. I said, Mom, I know you're feeling terrible in the hospital. Take a picture of yourself. You're going to be the fastest healing case on record. I literally said this to her and I made her two audios, one to speed heal the patella, the kneecap, and the other to convince the muscles that were immobilized. Because as you know, Dr. Vic, you immobilize the muscles on an older person. This is often the kiss of death, literally. So I convinced those muscles that they were in a virtual gym and they were working out. So even though they were immobilized, they were maintaining their muscle strength. So she was back to scampering up and downstairs in just a few weeks. Thank God, thank God, thank God. She literally was going up and down ladders. And I have video of this after injuring the kneecap. So I'm so grateful for what this can do. And I'm really excited about what people like Joe Dispenza are doing and other people like him who are measuring what's going on as a result of this work. Because the more we understand it, the more we dive into it. I find that it doesn't miss with much because there's just so much power in that subconscious mind. So pain issues, healing issues, allergies. I've had people with mold, Lyme, babesia, sleep issues, you know, whatever the issue is, if you're stressed, as you know, Dr. Vic, your body can't heal. If you're in the sympathetic nervous system mode, your immune system is shut off, your digestive system is turned off, your hormonal system is turned off, you're not functioning. So you want to steal that power back or take your power back or whatever you want to call it, so that you're functioning on all the power that's available to you to live your life.
I love that. And it's true in so many ways too, because everything's energy at the end of the day, and where your energy, where you're vibing at, that's what you're going to end up attracting towards you. So if you, what you're talking about here, it's like when we shift that energy or shift into more parasympathetic or Joe Dispenza heart coherence, right? When you start to do those kind of things, that stuff can't hold on. It can't stay around anymore because we're starting to shift from the foundational standpoint. And that's where you can see these cool things. I know you know this stuff already, but just for the listeners, it's so fascinating because even in my journey in energy healing, I did about 10 or 12 different techniques when I was first coming in. When I was in chiropractic school, I was learning them, not through school, but outside of it. But it was fascinating when we started learning that, yeah, it's just energy. You shift energy. And there was some guy who was like, we're playing with energy with my best friend. And we ended up, we shifted his energy and he had cerebral palsy and we couldn't shake it off. So he had to go sleep it off because it wasn't originally his energy field. So and I'm like, what is this guy drinking? Like, what is he taking? But as I studied more, I was like, I'm not going to fight that. Let me just study more and see. And it's like, it's fascinating. So when you can shift that energy, there's no point in stuff being there anymore.
Did it help his cerebral palsy?
he didn't have a cerebral palsy. So what they were doing was, is they were just shifting energy into certain frequencies. Don't ask me how they did this. But his one friend, he had to go speak that evening, and they were messing around, and I guess it stuck, or it didn't, he couldn't clear it back. So all of a sudden he had it, and he couldn't, he had no muscle control and all that stuff. And he's like, just go sleep it off. You should reset. And then when he woke up, he was perfectly back to normal.
Well, what I do love about what Dr. Joe Dispenza and people like him are doing is they're taking it out of the woo-woo and scientifically quantifying it, because the science behind so much of this stuff is just bulletproof. It's so far beyond the standards which we attribute to, you know, normal, acceptable Western medicine. And people like the head of the Amanda – boy, I'm going to – draw a blank on her name right now, but she was head of the American Statistical Association. And, you know, she said if a lot of these woo-woo things like telekinesis and precognition and all these things were, you know, any other branch of science, they would be totally accepted by now because the science is just so vast and, you know, bulletproof.
It is. I mean, quantum physics coming around today has taken it so far. I used to say I always bridge the gap between science and spirituality, because it was like, anytime I talk about the woo-woo stuff, I was like, all right, I'm going to bring science to the table. I know it's there. And now it's like, there's so much that I've been, just the last few years of what I've been researching. And I'm just like, how is this not mainstream? How is this not being taught already? Because it's like, it's so solid. Like all this ancient wisdom, all this stuff that was talked about, hermetic principles, all these different things that have been around for thousands of years. Well, yeah, now they had it right. They've had it right from the beginning. And yet we're still not turning that over. And I'm just like, come on, people. This is where really taking our power back is going to happen. This is where true transformation will come by utilizing. But it is solid to the T, even to the point of like, I was reading a book. I don't know if you ever heard of it, The Physics of Consciousness.
Mm-mm.
Great book. If you want to know quantum physics and quantum mechanics to where it started, I can tell you the Copenhagen Institute, this, like, it gave me all, like, I never really cared about, like, okay, the stages to where it got to where it is. I just cared more about what's the science of now. But now I'm like, oh, cool. It's cool how they went back and forth, and Einstein was kind of shoved away for a little bit. He ended up being right when it came to quantum theory and some of the stuff that back then they were doing. But it gets into I'm a neuroscience guy, so I love how they brought the neuroscience to the table and brought quantum with it. And I was just like, that's how our thoughts manifest, consciousness manifests and changes molecular structures in the matter and creates everything that you could possibly think of in your life. I was like, that is cool. I have the science now. It's irrefutable. So I highly recommend the book for those who are listening and for yourself if you haven't. It is a long read. If you don't like science too much, it just skip halfway through and get into the towards the end. You'll get in some of the good stuff.
And the name again is what?
The Physics of Consciousness.
Cool. And the one that I had mentioned before the break that is one of the best books I've ever read on consciousness, that makes it so a 10-year-old can understand why consciousness is not located in your brain, or proving that consciousness is not located in your brain, is An End to Upside Down Thinking by Mark Gober.
Highly recommend it. I know the guy's name. I've seen the book. I'm actually putting it on my list to start reading my long 60 books that I'm working towards here this year. Although I've only completed two so far, so I'm a little behind, but I'll get caught up. But yeah, it's amazing how this kind of work is just how we can shift and transform things. And I'm happy you're doing the work that you're doing, because it is so needed in so many ways. Because the systems that have been doing the medical system, and I'm not bashing them, I'm just saying the standard, what they would recommend for these people, especially with like PTSD or something like that, we're not helping people. I mean, mental health is. It was already suffering before COVID. It's even worse now than it has ever been. And I don't see it getting any better. And something has to give. Something has to shift. That's why I created this podcast 5-6 years ago. I was like, I don't care about how far I go. I just want to meet people, have wonderful conversations like with yourself, but also to be able to share my own stuff that I'm learning along the way to help individuals make that shift in that whatever way possible that can possibly be for them.
Absolutely.
So how can people follow your work, check out your website, get some of those resources, all those things?
Fantastic. So they can go to my website, consulttara.com. It's also nashvillehealer.com. Takes you to the same place. There's a button that says, let's talk. If you're interested in working with me, you can answer a few questions and we can start to see if you're a good fit. or you can just shoot me a message and say, hey, Dr. Vic sent me, and I can send you a free meditation audio that I put together called Unzip, where you just basically unzip being the you that you currently are and experience being in nothing for about 15 minutes. And then I do have a podcast called Next Level Healing. So people like Mark Gober, I have interviewed. I've got Jill Bolte Taylor coming up. She's the one that had the stroke of half of her brain and talks about the different sections of her brain, and she was the first TED talk that ever went viral, with 29 million views all over the world. Eben Alexander, who became more brain dead than anybody, a neurosurgeon, who wrote about it. Because again, these are things that modern science just has not acknowledged yet. And it's, we're just at such an exciting frontier, as you've said, Dr. Vic, and the more people, you know, wake up and get that this amazing energetic soup that we're all swimming in, and the science that's behind it. That's what's really exciting. This isn't woo-woo anymore. This is, as Joe Dispenza says, this is science is the modern day language of mysticism.
I love that. I love when he says that because it's so true.
Yeah. So it's Next Level Healing, and it's available on all podcast platforms.
And I'll have all that in the show notes for you guys so you guys can go follow and so much more. Dr. Tara, thank you so much for being on. Thanks for sharing your wisdom. And more importantly, thanks for sharing the work that you do and taking some time to be with us today.
What a pleasure. Great to talk to you, Dr. Vic.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.